This is KCUR 89.3. Yesterday's election results could have a major impact on the future of Kansas City. KCUR's Brian Ellison spoke with reporters Lisa Rodriguez and Ellie Moxley about what the vote may ultimately mean going forward.
So, Lisa, a big victory for Jolie Justice and Quentin Lucas in Tuesday's elections. Is it possible to say what the voters were saying or doing by electing these two to move forward to the general?
I think that it's pretty clear that the voters have confidence in leadership at City Hall right now. There was a lot of talk about some of the outside candidates, Steve Miller and Phil Glynn, and voters chose to elect two sitting members of the current city council, and I think that shows confidence in the momentum the city is having with the airport deal kind of finally getting going, with streetcar expansion going. I think people are all right with the status of the city right now.
Now, of course, the question then becomes, what will this campaign look like? Are there key issues that actually distinguish these two candidates, or will they look sort of the same to voters?
I think the issues that are going to dominate this campaign is, can we take that momentum that we're seeing at the core of Kansas City and make it felt in all parts of the city? Now, those are things that you're going to hear from Jolie Justice and from Quentin Lucas. That will be very similar. What is interesting to see is how many more detailers are going to come out at this point. Quentin Lucas has really been outspoken about affordable housing and violent crime. Jolie Justice has spoken more about transit and access to transit. So we'll have to see kind of which of those comes to the top.
We should mention that voters did also cast ballots for the 12 other seats on the city council
right.
on Tuesday. Any surprises there?
Not a lot of surprises. All of the incumbents that were running did advance to the general election. So it will really, at this point, those races will start to get a lot more publicity and a lot more attention.
That's KCUR's Lisa Rodriguez. Let's turn to Ellie Moxley, KCUR's education reporter. Ellie, the other major issue facing Kansas City voters was the pre-K sales tax. Why do you think it went down to such a resounding 2-1 defeat?
Well, I think it comes down to the fact that all 14 school superintendents whose districts are in part of Kansas City said they didn't like this plan. There was a lot of concern from folks in the community that this would be sort of a voucher program. These tuition discounts would be sending a lot of money to private and parochial schools. And I don't think that sits well with the contingent of people who identify themselves as public school voters.
You know, we heard the mayor sort of sarcastically say Tuesday evening that he looks forward to hearing the tax's opponents' plans for pre-K education. Are there actually other plans?
What's interesting here is that a lot of this plan originally was developed with the school superintendents. Their main objection here was the funding mechanism. They didn't like the 3/8 cent sales tax. They felt it was regressive. They thought it would hurt their low-income families a lot. And as a result, they said, you know, there's probably another way to get this done. Maybe we don't know the details yet, but I have heard some momentum from inside the school district, and especially from within Kansas City Public Schools and the newly elected board members, that said, you know, the mayor is right. We are going to have to lead on this issue if his plan doesn't pass. So I wouldn't be surprised if we start seeing some kind of a plan come forward, you know, in the near term.
And finally, Ellie, school districts throughout the region also chose new board members Tuesday. What were the most significant results in our area?
First, look at Kansas City Public Schools. That board's going to look pretty different. Matthew Oates was defeated in Subdistrict 1. His seat is going to Rita Cortez. And she's been, you know, pretty outspoken saying that, you know, the district needs to also represent families that make choices other than Kansas City Public Schools. I think you're going to see something similar from Mark Wasserstrom in Subdistrict 5. He's kind of the candidate that, you know, he's a Southwest High School graduate, and he's been pretty upfront about the fact that he'd like to see that school reopened. And then in Lee Summit, we saw two new school board members get elected, Judy Hedrick and Michael Allen. This is going to be a reaction to Superintendent Dennis Carpenter, the equity plan that he's brought forth. There's been a lot of racial tension in Lee Summit these past few months, and I think we're going to see maybe a school board that doesn't unanimously support the superintendent 7-0 like we've seen in a lot of these votes around equity in the district so far.
That was KCUR's Ellie Moxley and Lisa Rodriguez speaking with Brian Ellison.